Ethel Kennedy, the matriarch of the Kennedy clan, widow of Senator Bobby Kennedy, has died. She was 96. Mother of 11, her last child born after her husband's assassination in Los Angeles in 1968, while he was campaigning for the Democratic primary nomination. Most recently, her third eldest child, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., ended his independent presidential campaign and endorsed former President Donald Trump in his bid for re-election. Tánaiste Micheál Martin said she'd lived a remarkable life. The former Irish ambassador to the United States, Dan Mulhall, is with us. And Dan, you knew Ethel Kennedy. Tell us a little bit more about that remarkable life.
Well, yes, she's the sort of last of the Kennedy Camelot era. I met her when she was 90, and we hosted an event to mark her husband's 50th anniversary of his assassination. And she came along to the embassy residence, and she was such an extraordinary figure. A whole parade of the Democratic elite from Washington came along to pay tribute to her. And then she invited me up to her residence in Hyannisport for a weekend, and my wife and I stayed there with her. And it was remarkable how, even though she was in her 90s at that stage, how remarkably engaged she was in the politics of the here and now. So I remember around her table, I had to brief her on, at that time, the European Union and the impact of Brexit on Ireland, on Northern Ireland. And then the following evening, I thought it was off the hook. And no, I had to talk about the future of the America-China relationship and how Europe would relate to that. So there was no chit-chat or talk about the weather. It was a serious business, because I think she epitomized that idea that the Kennedy clan were a serious people who had a serious interest in what was going on in the world, even though it's been quite a while since any of them have been in presidential office.
What you're saying, Dan, really kind of chimes with what I've been reading about her in American newspapers in the last couple of hours. They describe her as more Kennedy than the Kennedy and than the Kennedys themselves. And she came from a family steeped in wealth. They rivaled the Kennedys in wealth and power.
That's right. No, she was a remarkable figure. And I remember that evening when we dined with them at Hyannisport, there was one table where there was sort of the older guests, shall we say, like myself and others. And then there was a second table where the younger generation of the Kennedy family were there. And they were listening to the conversation around the table. So there was a sense in which she was trying to pass on the torch to a new generation, because she realized her time was limited, but she was determined to sort of bring up and to raise the next generation of Kennedys in that same kind of engagement in the affairs of America and of the wider world. And that to me was a kind of a distinctive feature that I was impressed to see. And that's why, among many other reasons, why I saw her as a remarkable person that I was really privileged to get to know at that time.
She was widowed in 1968, never remarried. And did she pour her energies into rearing that family of 11 and into social justice issues?
Yes, that was certainly my strong impression that she wasn't like the sort of political wife who just sort of in the background. She was a forceful figure in her own right. And the fact that she was still in her 90s, still vitally interested in what was happening around the place, that to me was the feature of her life and her personality. I remember afterwards we went to see her for lunch a few times on visits to Florida, and again there was the same sense of social responsibility, civic responsibility, political responsibility in the air around her table. She was also a very good fun. I remember being there once for Valentine's Day, and she hosted a lunch, and the house was festooned with hearts, and we were given a box of chocolate shaped hearts to take away with us. So it wasn't just all sort of serious engagement in world affairs, but there was that very serious sense of the importance of the public realm and of making a contribution to that public realm. That was certainly something that I felt ran through the entire atmosphere while we were with her in Hyannisport.
Yeah. You'll remember her fondly, and thank you very much indeed for sharing your memories with us this morning. That's former Irish ambassador to the US, Dan Mulhall.